We received a generous letter in the mail from a group of dedicated local artists, all members of the Arizona Artists Guild. Dear KBAQ, KBOK is our listening pleasure during the life drawing sessions, allowing our personal muse to come through for creative and spontaneous drawing activity. Well, as it turns out, the artists weren't the only ones who found KBOK's classical music inspiring.
It definitely helps me out with being mellow, being calm, and being able to, you know, stay in your pose and just relax to the music.
That's right, the life drawing model.
My name's Kimberly Bird. I've been a professional artist model for 20 years. So I've been all over the United States. I've been in galleries all over the world. I work with every kind of artist in every single medium, including graphic design, illustration, computer animators. I work for paint, everything you can imagine. And it's a fun job. It's just not something that I really go and tell people about.
Professional and reliable are words that the Guild artists mention when describing Kimberly. She's one of their favorite models. And there's more to it than you might think.
And I've trained quite a few people over the years, and I tell them all, it took me a year and a half of doing this before I could say, yes, I can do this pose and for this amount of time. So I've held one for 2.5 hours slightly upside down before without moving. And so I can sleep in a pose and not move and still be awake enough to where I can hear what's going on, but I've relaxed enough to where I can relax my whole body and just be in a state that's halfway between falling asleep and being awake. Believe me, there's times when I've gone, oh my God, I don't think I can do this for that much longer, but then I force myself to do it. I will not break a pose.
The model also has a front row seat, watching artistic development grow and flourish.
I've worked with, you know, students that have never drawn before, never had a model. I can see some of the students go from only being able to draw me as shapes to actually being able to draw a rendition of me. And I've worked with people that are well up there. Bruno Lucchese, he's a master sculptor. He's got things in the Vatican. Daniel Green, I've worked for him. He's a painter.
Though the life drawing group at the Arizona Artists Guild is focusing on traditional mediums like charcoal, pastels, or acrylics, Kimberly's art modeling takes her through a variety of media.
The graphic designers, illustrators, computer animators, those ones are a lot of hard work, especially the computer animation, because you have to do a lot of sequence poses. And I may have done this 20 years, but I can still only hold my arms in the air for 3 minutes. I mean, that's like my max, because you might have to do a sequence of 4 different poses, but at 3 minutes a piece. And you have to do it in an action pose, which, you know, pretend like you're, you know, Conan the Barbarian with a sword coming down, and you got to do that. And then what would be the next step? And then the next step to give them a sequence. And those are very hard.
Kimberly doesn't pick up the brush herself, but she stresses a model needs to understand the artist's language.
And that's one thing that I always tell models that I'm training. You've got to pay attention when you're on break, if the teacher is speaking, because you've got to know what they're talking about. If they're talking about negative space, then that's going to tell you what kind of poses you need to do. For me, I like to be prepared ahead of time, listen to what the instructor is doing. The instructor shouldn't have to tell me what to do. I should know what to do by just listening to what they're saying. So it's important to know the art lingo as well.
Oh, and there is one more perk to the job.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff. I just don't hang them up in my house because I thought, how egotistical would that be for people to come over and go, oh, wow, nothing but pictures of you on the wall. I sort of have an idea how much some of my stuff's worth, but to me, it's not even about that. It's been a very fun ride. I'll always do this. Honestly, if I live to be 80, I'll probably still be modeling.
Kimberly Bird, a life drawing model at the Arizona Artists Guild. The Arizona Artists Guild meets year-round with workshops and exhibitions open to the public. You can find more details at kbok.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.